Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bouchard.
Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, talking to you live from beautiful Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I bet you didn't think you'd hear my voice, but we're going traditional. And in case you haven't heard, this is our 100th episode. And here with me, as always, to not only eventually take over the show, but of course move things along, help us out, and celebrate our 100 episode, is the ever beautiful, ever wonderful Fairfax County's teaching prodigy, mermaid memeing mentalist, the one and only Anna Knox.
Hello, the ever Anna Knox. Yeah, happy 100th, gal. And it's on a Monday. I'm proud of you.
Well, I can't really complain. You know, even the weather's not as great as I'd like it to be, but you know, I'm off work. I'm well rested. I'm clean and dry, and I won't go any further.
I don't know why but okay.
I kind of feel like, though, since it's our 100 and we have so many very special guests about to join us, I kind of feel like I should be wearing a tuxedo, though.
Okay.
I was thinking about that. I don't know why.
I'm going the other way. I'm still commando. I'm in a sweatshirt.
I've totally gone the other way. I'm just saying I feel like I should be more dressed up, but I mean, what good would that do? Because that nobody can see us. So
that's true. Well, then I'll tell people, yes, I'm in you're in a tuxedo and I am in a ball gown. How's that? There's an image.
We can pretend. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Little Fred Astaire and Ginger. Why not?
Sure. That works. Sure.
Totally believable.
Okay, so I did promise that you would definitely be taking over this episode and running it. Yes, now sir. I will make a brief appearance during each segment, and I'll allow you, Anna, to explain how the show's going to go. But I first want to put something out there, a couple things out there. Lots of things have gone on this past week. Most of which we're going to have to address next week for lack of time, because we want to devote as much time we can to celebrating women's history and women's involvement in the game. Therefore, we want our callers to have as much time as possible. But I think we would be remiss if we did not mention and mourn the passing of Josephine Lachlan, Grandma Locker, to us all. Of course, Craig Lachlan's dear departed mother, who passed away at the age of 97 last week. I think I can get everybody to agree that all of us here, not only the Power Play Point podcast, but in Caps fandom, wish the Lachlan family well, send our thoughts and prayers, our best wishes to them, to Craig and his wife, who is still battling cancer, and of course to their daughter Courtney, who's a regular part of the pregame shows. So just want to put that out there and say we're thinking of you, Lachlan family. Been through a lot, and our deepest condolences to you all.
There you go.
So moving right along, this is, yes, our 100th episode. So ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that I'm most pleased to be sitting here speaking to you live to tape. Thank you all on the other side of the speakers, the earbuds, and what have you. And whether you or not you do listen from anywhere in the DMV, the state of Maryland, Commonwealth of Virginia, or the District of the Columbia, or elsewhere from around the world. I want to thank you all. We may not be blowing off any doors in terms of listenership, but I believe we're one of the most sincere of the Washington Caps fans, fan-made podcasts, certainly in our passion for this game and especially this team. I'm going to step behind the curtain and let Anna take over now.
All right. Thanks, Gil. And thanks, Power Play Point podcast listeners. Welcome to the first annual, hopefully not the last, all women's podcast talking Caps and other stuff. So we've got first two friends that are calling in. I'm going to go ahead and unmute them now. And go ahead and tell me who's on the call. Nikki and Laura.
Yeah, I'm going. You go first. Hi, I'm Nikki. I am the founder of Pucker Up Sports.
And I'm Laura. I am the social media coordinator for the Big Six Sports Bar in Navy Yard in Washington, D.C.
All right. Laura, are you at the game right now or is it rained out?
No, actually, it's not even raining. I got super lucky. I am like, it's cold, but no rain. I'm crotched, like sitting down next to the freight elevator right now. So.
Sweet. Sweet. All right. Well, thanks so much.
I found a good little corner.
Yeah,
sure.
hopefully quiet for a little bit. So what we're going to do tonight is we have a total of six callers. I wanted you two, who I've met face to face and had some beers with and love your company and your insight, to help me kick off the show. So I have two questions that I'll go ahead and start with Nikki. And then Laura, I'll have you follow up with your answer afterwards, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So get our NHL Caps hats on. So is there an NHL player on another team that you think would fit well in with the Caps? Like another player that you admire, regardless of the team, that you'd like to maybe see on ours?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like the Caps right now have a really great team. Everyone meshes really well together. When the trade deadline was coming up, there was a lot of talks of where Wayne Simmonds would possibly go. And I will admit that I selfishly would have loved to see Wayne Simmonds on the Caps. I think he would have fit in really well. I really like his passion. He's a little bit aggressive. Would have been kind of fun to watch him play with Wilson. I've always just kind of really liked Wayne Simmonds. I have a little bit of a soft spot for the Flyers. But even now that he's in Nashville, he's still one of my favorite athletes. I think he would have been a great addition to the Caps for this postseason run.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I agree. I think he's great. And what about you, Laura?
I'm really torn on this. You've met me. I'm a big personality. I appreciate a big personality. And so I kind of go with Subban or maybe like Brett Burns. I would love to have, as I'm sure everyone's thinking right now, a little bit more of just one more guy with our D-man with, you know, Kempe being out potentially for the rest of the season right now. And also, I think those guys are just fun to watch, and I think they would end up sort of settling into their role. I don't think they'd try to, I don't know. I think it'd just be funny to watch someone with that big of a personality interact with like Ovi and the guys, and it would just end up working in the long run. But yeah, that's just a personal preference. I know everyone would agree with that.
Yeah, I kind of went with two, to be honest, and I'm sure there's people out there kind of shaking their head, but I have a soft spot for Tyler Seguin. I'll admit it.
I'll second that.
I think he would be awesome. I think his chemistry would just, you know, would mesh so well. Just his skill, his ability, everything else. But also, it's funny, Laura, that you say Brett Burns, because I have him marked down too. I love that guy.
The only non-Caps piece of memorabilia in my apartment, because my boyfriend loves him, and so it's Brett Burns and then the Washington Capitals.
I've spoken about him on previous episodes, because you know he's I'm a Bay Area girl, and you know, he's on the Sharks. And when he came, it was like there was this big write up. All the people, all they ever talked about was he didn't have his front teeth, and who was this guy? And he was like obsessed with snakes. Mm-hmm. And then if you've ever seen him, like clean cut, shaven, teeth, and whatever, you're like, holy shit, I could be like a model. But of course, looks aside, I just love his presence on the ice, and I've absolutely always have loved to see players like this in the All-Stars, because his personality just comes out, you know, huge. So that to me is yeah, Sagan and Burns, that would be good times.
Those are fair. I respect that a lot.
Good. Good. Well, I'm happy. Okay, so my second question is a little bit more on a personal level. Of Gil and I have talked before about rituals and or superstitions that we have prior to the Caps games, and I'm wondering if you guys have any, and if Laura, if you want to start off.
Sure. So I've it more goes into playoffs, so I'll talk about how serious it got last year. I watched every game with my friend Megan, and we started like playing with, we went to the first game, and then we tried to watch it together at my house, and we watched them apart, and like that didn't really work. So then they won when we were out at a bar the first time they won against Columbus, and so then we had to watch every single playoff game at a bar.
Nice.
Otherwise, we were scared it was going to be bad. And then when I'm getting really into like all of my superstitions, I have a Caps jersey for my dog, Cammy. She's a German Shepherd. And so I put it on her before I leave the house every day, and then leave NBC Sports Washington on so she can watch the game while I'm gone. I know it sounds ridiculous, but
you
just
have
feel
to
like
do
she
it.
Needs to, no, I have to. And then she has to, you know, be ready for us to chalk it out when I get home. You know, we have to chalk it out.
But that, and you know what, I'm just here, and I'm nodding like yeah, I totally get you. I don't think
it doesn't even sound weird.
Oh, it really doesn't.
Totally normal.
I know. So what about you, Nikki?
You know, I don't have any like that superstition for every game, but I definitely get into little jags. I accidentally was just tweeting about how every Caps game that I've watched over the last month, like from my house, they've lost. So I can't watch from my house right now. So it's either if I can watch from a bar, it's from a bar, or I just listen to it on the radio because I'm just that superstitious. The playoffs get much worse, though. The playoffs, I have all these weird, I'll literally like mark down what shirt I was wearing, and if they lost in that shirt, the shirt gets like thrown into the pile for next year. I won't wear it again.
No, shame.
It's bad. Last year, I had a really good road record. So I was working in Philadelphia until 6, and then I would hop, I would leave a little bit early, hop on Amtrak to get down to DC so I could be at the game. Ridiculous. And I just totally lost a game that I have no more. Yeah, it was bad. A bunch of weird, loony things that I do. Like I actually have, you know, a part in if they win or lose.
But you know what? There's a side of us that's like, exactly. You know, I've got this on or I'm whatever. My whole thing last year, where Gil and I had spoken about this, he had mentioned having his Oshie jersey. And you know, like those things are hot, you know, just it's heavy and whatever. So I'm like, God, like I can't. I'm like, and I'm one of these people that like I have to watch the game alone. Just say, okay, you know, I watch it by myself. I've got my phone by me. I have to have a vodka tonic. That's there. I have a pair of blue athletic shorts. Have to go commando. That seems to be the winning streak that kicked off last year. And so it's become a joke, but it's like, hey, and I get these messages, you know, and of course I'm sure it sounds so totally perverted, but I'll get messages to be like, hey, is your underwear off? Because they're not looking good in the shirt.
Oh,
well, hey, I still have my shorts on. I'm not fully in the box, but I definitely have, you know, these certain things. And so the last week my mom was here from the Bay Area. She came out to visit, and she's how I got started in hockey, because she's also from Winnipeg. But she was watching the Tampa Bay game and the Wild game with me. And of course, both times they lost. So I said, okay, I'm sorry, but we're not watching the game together when they're playing the Flyers.
Well, according to the stats, from what I understand, it was like not a regulation loss. We can, you know, it's not all mom's fault with Tampa. There's no key loss. By statistically,
true.
I guess that really matters. According to everything I've been reading, I don't know if I believe that, but that's just what, you know, the powers of fear.
Right.
No,
well, and
don't put it all on mom.
But I did, happily, because she's still pulling for the Jets. So I'm like, all right, come on now. So, but yeah, so we have this, I think everybody has those sort of superstitions. And I know a lot of people who do that jersey thing where, you know, you wear the shirt and it's, they get a win, you got to wear it again. You know, I've got hockey socks that I wear. I was wearing them in the beginning of the year, that koozies, that koozie face. And then he was injured. And I was like, oh my God, I'm taking these off. I can't be wearing these socks right now. Like, he just got injured. Cause it's my fault. So, but I think it's, it makes it fun. And I think that there's, you know, people out there that have their shrines and their bobbleheads and all that.
Yeah.
And I think, hell yeah. Like that's what brings people together. It's like, you know, that's why it's so much fun. So that's
when I first started dating my guy, the first date we went on was to a Caps game. It was Caps Maple Leafs, and they lost. And they lost like the first three we went to. So behind his back, I was changing up what each jersey we were wearing was. So they were different combinations for every game. And just, I didn't want to think I was a psychopath that early on, but you know.
No, no. He's like, it's all good. So, real quick before, because I don't know, I think the other girls are supposed to be calling in any minute now, but I just want Nikki, go ahead and put Pucker Up out there one more time. Tell everybody where they can find you, and if you have any events coming up, and then Laura will move to you, and you can talk about the Big Stick.
Yeah, so you can find us at twitter.com at Pucker Up Sports, the website puckerupsports.com. We don't have any events coming up in the near future. We are in Boston on April 1st, so that's at Pucker Up Grin. You guys can look out for that. And that's about all we have in the near future.
Awesome. No, that's great. That's great. And I felt like I made a note, and I wasn't sure. Hold on. I'm going to have to mute Laura for a second. I got a lot of this feedback from the game. If we can fix that. Am I correct in saying that Pucker Up has also expanded into Toronto and Boston?
Yeah. So we expanded to Toronto. Oh, I guess it's been about 2 months now. And then we have a lovely woman, Jessica, in Boston, who is going to kind of run that expansion. We're soft launching April 1st. A bigger launch will kind of come the start of next season. But we want to get it out there for playoffs and this summer. So that's really exciting.
That's super exciting. Now let me see if I can bring Laura back without an app stadium in the background.
So, sorry, guys.
No worries. Thanks for calling in. That sounded really DJ cheesy right there. By the way, like I've got some show of my own. Thanks for next caller. But no, Laura, can you tell people about Wednesday? I'm hoping to come.
Sure. So Wednesday, up until Wednesday, what we've been doing since Bryce signed in Philly, a jersey drive where people can bring their jersey in and at the Big Stick and exchange it for a free shot of Old Overholt whiskey. That will be going, and all of those donations are going to be going to Bride with the City. They have a clothing area in their building where folks that have sort of fallen on hard times can go, you know, one or two times a week and pick up a couple clothing items for those in their family. The reason we picked them is because they don't take a profit out of the clothing drive that they, like, distribute. There's no fee that goes back to them. It just goes straight to the community. On Wednesday, we're going to be closing that out at an event from 5 to 7. This one is more nationals driven. We have 8 regular season tickets to different games. There are 2 tickets that are club level, and then there are 4 tickets to a mutually agreed upon game that's Diamond Club level seats. And those will all be in the raffle, as well as some DC United stuff, the 7th and S merch. And then, so that will be Wednesday from 5 to 7. And then we're doing our $10 wristband thing. It includes a bunch of stuff, including a $20 Mad Max shot ski. So that's 4 shots, and you take it in a shot ski. And it'll be 2 brown shots, 2 blue shots, just like his, because he has the 1 brown eye, 1 blue eye.
Right.
And
that's
then
so great.
Stand by our first, as soon as we're able to do it, it doesn't conflict with the national schedule. Once playoff hits, the first away playoff game that is not going to be conflicting with the Nationals game, we are going to, if all goes according to plan, this is not super official yet, we're going to be announcing it on our social media if it does happen. We're going to be doing a silent auction for a Capitals Stanley Cup championship ring.
So
stand by on at the Big Stick DC. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Once everything's solidified with the charity and our donor, we will be putting it out there. But just, and we got to schedule it, but you're hearing it here first. So
that is,
fingers crossed that works well.
Yeah. And this is why I love this place so much. I mean, because from, you know, the you guys got together for the, when Wilson was suspended and we raised all that money for the animal shelter and for, you know, Save the Bay and, you know, Pucker Up has their
stuff
there.
We could not have gotten our charity sort of angle at the bar off the ground without Pucker Up Sports. They are the best partner for us to have on everything hockey related. They get all of, you know, and they've gotten it so that other people are watching us and waiting for that. So, Nikki, I'm so grateful for you for helping us have this be an angle in our bar and that we've been able to raise with, you know, with partnering with Pucker Up Sports, helped us raise over $1,000 for just with them, with charities in the D.C. area. So thank you again for that, on being the best charity partner, helping us promote these charities. We really can't thank you guys enough.
That's so awesome. Oh, did we lose her? I don't know. She might have hung up. Oh, well, I hope she.
Okay, well, tweet me when you hear us.
Oh, wait, there she is. She came back. She's back.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's
what
I was like.
What happened?
She's like, hey, you're welcome. Click. This call's done. You guys are great. No, that's exciting. And I understand our very good friend, Captain Obvious, will be there on Wednesday.
Oh, Captain Obvious, yeah. Captain Obvious will be there on Wednesday. And he is a huge part of putting together what will hopefully be the silent auction for the championship ring. So stand by for all of that. We will have it on all of our social when it happens. But Wednesday is all about turning the page on Bryce Harper. Let's get over the drama.
Yeah.
Hopefully win a World Series this year for the Nats to go along with, you know, the Stanley Cup last year and hopefully win this year. Let's just keep getting all the trophies.
Yeah, I know. I'm all for it. Well, awesome. Thank you both so much for calling in. This was, we've been wanting to do this for a while and, you know, just kind of winging it. So hopefully it should be out. I'm hoping tomorrow. I'll let you guys know.
Awesome.
But thanks again.
Thank you.
And, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Always. So hopefully we'll be in contact soon and we'll be meeting up at the Big Stick for some playoff games.
Sounds good.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, right. All right. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I called too early.
Hey.
Hey.
Rochelle, it's Anna.
Did I call in too early?
No. You were fine.
No.
We're
no,
all
you're,
good.
You're fine.
Gail, I didn't know if you were, if Jenny was calling in or she's just going to
take
over.
She is.
Okay.
No, she is. I'm signaling her now.
Okay. Should I just mute
to
you?
Call in. Might as well.
Okay. How are you, Rochelle?
Oh, good.
Okay. Oh, and
I didn't know who you're talking to.
There we go. Well, I'm going to have you on the line with Jenny, who is Gil's wife and also a huge Caps fan. And yeah, always has great, great opinions to share. We kind of have a lot of similar, well, you know, we both like to pick on Gil, so that's always fun. But hi, Jenny. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. It went a little blank there. So basically, we are going to, or I am, I should say, I'm going to ask you guys each two questions. One kind of Caps related and one a little bit more personal. So Rochelle, if you don't care, I'll go with you first.
Sure.
Okay. So what I wanted to know, if there is an athlete, male or female, but since we're talking about Women's Month, that inspires you.
An athlete. So hockey is the sport that I follow most. So, Nicholas Backstrom, I know he's not a woman, but
that's okay.
from a Caps perspective, for sure, it's definitely Backstrom. He's like a strong, silent leader type, and I just have so much respect for him. Yeah.
That's awesome.
As far as a woman, I've always really liked Jenny Finch, who is the pitcher for the USA softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's gone on to do like incredible things to post Olympian. So I think I have a lot of respect for her as well.
Awesome. And Miss Jenny, what about you?
Well, I'm in the same boat. I only watch hockey. I don't care for basketball or anything else. Unfortunately, with my work schedule and everything else, I mean, the Caps are usually all I get to watch. But I agree, Nicholas Backstrom, definitely. I see a lot of similarities. He's not the star, but if
he should
not
be
there,
though, like I
right,
he doesn't get enough credit.
But he's not. He's definitely the foundation. I mean, if he's not there, there's just. I mean, he needs to be there. So
yeah,
he is, and I almost like the fact that he's the complete opposite of, you know, some showboater and
right.
You know, have to be in the spotlight all the time. No, he comes and
does what he needs to do and gets it done.
Yeah, and you can tell how loyal he is to his teammates.
Yeah, very
definitely.
Much. And to a fault, though, I feel like he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. Like, I was so upset that he was not. He was snubbed for the All-Star
Missed
game.
For the All-Stars.
Yep.
I know, I'm like, and I like Carlson and all, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, Backstrom is just so all around, like, such a star to me. But.
Agree. He's one that I have. I don't have his autograph, but I would. I would stand in line for a long time for that one, for sure.
I would too.
Because he's just, the Swede. Gotta love him.
He's the one that I'm like, I have to. Like,
yeah, absolutely. So when I think about just myself, because I grew up as a swimmer, but huge follower of pretty much all sports. I feel like I have a team for almost everything. But I will say that growing up, there was... a swimmer, her name was Janet Evans, and she was fantastic. Youngest swimmer, like long distance. I think she was in the Olympics when she was like 15 or 16.
Oh, wow.
And just broke records and so dedicated. And every time you saw her, she was, so humble. And, you know, you see somebody so young being pushed in the spotlight, you're kind of wondering what's going to happen to them when they get older. But she maintained, you know, just coaching and helping and really putting, you know, female athletes out there, like telling people, hey, listen, I'm breaking all these world records. Doesn't matter. You know, I'm a girl and I can do it. And, you know, I kick ass. So as a swimmer, I usually very much looked up to her. And so when I moved here, I had a big following with Katie Ledecky, who, you know, Maryland girl, and she's blowing everybody out of the water. And again, you know, you see her interviewed and, you know, she doesn't sugarcoat anything. She trains her ass off, but she is dedicated to the sport, but also, again, putting, you know, getting girls out there and saying, you know, you can do this too, and throwing out the pitch and at the Nats game. And so I just think that she's just fantastic. And for the guy, I like, it's really hard to say, because I feel like there's, you know, so many, but I would have to say that I think I find a lot of inspiration in Alex Ovechkin. If we have to, you know, if we were going to talk, you know, current roster, just because, you know, here's somebody that, you know, came to the city, worked hard and had huge expectations on him. And I feel like he was always driven to do, you know, to do his best, to do his best. And then this last year or two, just really saw him kind of come into his own, you know, getting married, being a dad, and all those sort of things that led to, you know, this fantastic Stanley Cup win, you know, and I think the entire team was like, yeah, we wanted Ovi to win it more than, you know, more than for themselves. And I think that's just, there you are. He's out there. He's given 100%. He's not the player that, you know, they said, all he does is shoot. No, he's all over the place. He cares about his team.
Yeah, I just admire him. A couple years ago, I would very much have said, like, I thought he was a very, and this is me being a Caps fan, but, like, I thought he was a very selfish player couple years ago. I mean, I think he's changed his game quite a bit to be a more all-around player.
Yeah, and I think I always appreciate seeing athlete stories, regardless of what team and, you know, whomever they play for, or, you know, if male, female. But I like to see when players, you know, give back to the community because they want to, not because the media is there. And I feel like he is one that just has such a huge heart, and he does so many things, you know, off the ice to help kids. And, you know, he takes the time to do pictures and autographs, and he's not, you know, hey, I'm too big for this. And, you know, and look at him. And I think what's so great is, I think it was yesterday, somebody was in the media was giving him kind of a little bit of a hard time, saying, you know, like, oh, you're at 48 goal, you know, you're only two away. He's like, fuck 50, you know, hey, I got Stanley Cup. And if I'm going to pass it to my teammate, and they're going to, you know, it's a sure shot for them, I'm going to pass it to my teammate. So that I super, super respect. I think that's,
you know, I think Alex Ovechkin a couple years ago would have made that shot, but I think his game has changed immensely over the past couple years.
Yeah. Okay. So I have another, this is just sort of a random question, and I'm hoping you guys will be able to think of something fun. I said last year, We Are the Champions was the Cap song. We all know that. What do you think it should be heading into the playoffs? Jenny, I don't know if you want to go first or.
That's a hard question.
I know. I kind of put you on the spot, but start me up.
I mean, can we stick with the We Are the Champions? I feel like that's like the Caps theme at this point.
Yeah. I didn't know
every
if you.
Every time I hear it, like, I just blast it and just like go back to that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I would do, you know, I'd want something, you know, so upbeat. And I think that We Are the Champion definitely, you know, it summed up that Stanley Cup fantastic moment that, you know, that they all celebrated. Definitely. I wanted to, I don't know, I'd be like, you know, bring on Highway to Hell, AC/DC, and get that locker room rocking or something. But I didn't know if you guys had a favorite, you know, get you in the good mood kind of song.
I love like when they play Imagine Dragons, but that kind of got ruined last year. So
yeah, way to go, Golden Knights.
I know.
What about you, Jenny?
Because all of their songs are like very upbeat and like.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not much of a music person. So I mean, I like the We Are the Champions. I mean, I think it's appropriate.
Stick with it. Don't change things.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. If it ain't broke.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So, Rochelle, we have two more callers on, but I wanted to know if you are going to any upcoming games before we hang up.
So I went to Friday night's game. What a disappointment. Oh my God. I was like, why? I cannot believe that like that was the game that I went to, of course. And it was just so frustrating to watch, especially like after they had just played the Lightning, had like 58 shots on goal, and then we go to play the Wild and we play like that. I'm like, what are we doing? But I was really hoping to get tickets to tomorrow to get that bobblehead. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to try to get one more.
Yeah, sorry.
I am going to try to get to one more before the end of the season, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night because it's going to be Jerks versus Jerks, according to Don Cherry. So
that's, listen to what he says. He's a genius.
He's such an ass. And what about you, Jenny? Are we going to get to see you in DC anytime soon?
No.
No. Okay.
As much as I would love to, it's not in the cards right now.
Okay. So that's okay. If you still watch and root for him and support Gil and the show, and that's awesome. Yep. And we appreciate it.
We have a lot of work to do without Ken Smith, though.
Oh, but you know, I will say today, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, Kempney was at the White House.
On crutches.
No crutches. He was standing on the grass or on the sun with Vrana.
Yeah, I saw that, but then all the other pictures, he's on crutches.
Shit. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. They're saying it's long-term and surgery's a possibility.
I know. I hate it. But I don't know if you guys saw, but like an hour ago, they did bring up Siegenthaler.
They bring in Siegenthaler, yeah.
I was kind
of surprised because they were talking about there were so many cap issues and all, but we'll go with it, I guess.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But I am glad. I don't like that the juice got loose because of this, but I am very glad because he's been playing his ass off and he deserves a spot.
Agreed. So, yeah. If we had more time, I'd be talking about my highly dislike for 44 and number 9's games recently.
Oh my God.
That's okay.
Yeah. I think I caused a little bit of controversy on the board, but oh my God, I can't with those two. Like anybody is better than both of those put together. So
that's it. So, well, we have another caller calling in from Maryland and one calling in from Scotland. So I'm excited. Yeah. We're
awesome.
Super excited. And thank you so much, Rochelle and Jenny, for taking the time to call in and give your awesome opinions and everything else. And let's go Caps and kick some Canes ass the next couple of games.
Yeah. Happy 100.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. The big woohoo. All right. Awesome. All right. We will be talking, I'm sure, social media, unless Rochelle, you're up in the DC area. Let me know.
Okay, for sure.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
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 Ladies, are you there?
Hi. I'm off. I'm here.
Awesome. Welcome. I'm so glad. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for the delay. We were we got all chatty before talking about our opinion on the Caps players and things. And then I look at the time and I thought, oh God, you guys have been on hold. So I apologize.
Wait, all right. Oh, I got to listen in. So that was good. Yeah. I'm actually from Virginia, not Maryland though.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's right. Lake Anna, right? No.
Down that way. Yep.
Down that way. And then Fiona, will you introduce yourself and tell us, where you're calling from, because this is so special.
I'm calling from Edinburgh in Scotland.
So great. That's just so exciting. And I appreciate that you said it's like 10:30 there and you're still awake, right?
Yeah, that's not unusual for me. That's
good. I wish, you know, there are some days that they drop the puck here and it'll be 10:30 and I'll stay up, but I'll tell you, my students the next day are little concerned. I kind of look like a bit of a zombie, but it's all worth it.
So
I had a couple of questions I was hoping to get your opinions on and thoughts. And so do you want to go by Fiona or Fee?
Fee, please.
Okay. One of the things I was going to ask is if there is another NHL player on another team that you would like to see play for the Capitals.
Ooh, from a purely selfish Scottish point of view, it would be hilarious if Nathan MacKinnon signed for the Caps.
Oh, yeah.
So I could cheer for somebody with my name on my team.
That's awesome.
But more realistically, somebody like, I would really love to see Mitch Marner as a Cap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic and he's only going to get better, I think. Yeah, I'd love to see him in a Caps jersey. Again, unlikely, but...
Right, but hey, you know, just a hypothetical question, why not? Lisa, what about you?
Goodness. Oh, I mean, of course, who wouldn't want McJesus on the team? Could you imagine him as a winger on one of them?
It'd be fantastic. It would be, It's one of those, it's hard to just pick one, so I'm okay if there's a couple.
No, I mean, I'd go with that. I think I have a list more of ones I'd never want to see on the Caps than I would with those that I would.
Would they be pen players?
Most of them would be probably from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. It would be, I have to admit, it would be really hard for me to have Malkin or Kessel, Chara, Marchand, Ryan Reeves. I my list goes on of people I don't want.
Reeves would be the nightmare, absolutely.
Oh, God. He'd be awful. Awful. And I would never be able to, you know, it would never happen. But I asked this question before, and my choice, like, I would like to see Tyler Seguin. I think he would fit in the Capitals. I think he's talent. He's a force on the ice. And I don't know. I like him. I think he would be one. And also just for a fantastic personality, Brett Burns from the Sharks.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Oh, yeah. Burnsy. No, that would be good. Now, as far as Tyler Seguin, though, doesn't he have a reputation of a little bit of a bad boy? How would that go over in the Caps locker room?
I'd be okay with it. Because I feel like...
Well, I know you personally would.
Yeah. I don't know. He does, for some reason, he just doesn't bother me with the bad boy image as much as, say, other players. Because I feel, you know, I don't think he's a dirty player. I think he just, I think his time with Dallas is kind of, it's run its course. You know, he obviously got called out recently by the GM. And, you know, that's just not a professional way to handle the situation anyways. But I think he's just one that I've kind of had my eye on. And I thought, I think he would work well. And Brett Burns, I just love the guy. And I would have to say that if we were looking for a goalie, I'd be okay with Tuukka Rask just because I like to say his name. he's fun. But yeah, I think, you know, I have definitely have my list of people that are not welcome in DC. And then I've got other ones that's like, hey, I'll buy your jersey. No problem.
Yeah, I think the not welcome list is probably longer, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Starting with Ryan Reeves. Because Oof, that guy drives such an ass. Okay, now on a more personal level, since we are talking about women in sports and Women's Month right now, I was wondering if either one of you, if you could go back and give your younger self some advice, what would it be? And when I told Gil I was going to ask this question, he's like, what? And I said, no, there's, you know, now that we're all adults and whether you have children or not, you know, I said, it's a reflection on yourself. Would you go back and say, you know what, you know, laugh more or, you know, do something you're uncomfortable with, you know, kind of break out of your, you know, those kinds of things, try harder, whatever it is. If there's anything you would give your younger self advice on, like that you would change.
Yeah, it depends how much younger we're talking, but I would definitely tell myself not to sweat exams so much.
There you go.
It'll all be fine. And also to, I was a horrific people pleaser as a teen. And, you know, speak up for yourself a bit more, own your views a bit more, and don't worry about what other people think quite so much.
That's awesome. I agree. I think I do have a daughter and she's 8, and I look at what they go through these days. And you know, there's a side of me that's like, oh, you're being so dramatic. It's not that big of a deal. But you know, when you're 8 years old or 10 years old or 12, things are a little bit more amplified. But I think my biggest advice would, you know, you just stick to yourself. You just be you. And everything in the end, the people who are supposed to be in your life, and the route you're supposed to take and the jobs you're supposed to have and the people you're supposed to be friends with or not friends with will all fall into place, you know, but you just be you. Stick to, you know, to whatever you believe in. What about you, Lisa?
My biggest thing is I'm also a people pleaser. I would say be a little bit more selfish because I never gave enough time for myself. The other big thing is too is, and I feel sometimes it's been passed down to my daughter, is to have more self-confidence. I am so, what's the word? I don't have confidence in the way I look. I don't have confidence in the way I act. And if I could just get past that. Mm-hmm.
Which you should, because you're awesome.
Right. But it is one of those things.
I'm very introverted. I wish I could be more extroverted. I wish I could love myself more. And I hope that doesn't sound pathetic. But I think that's the way we are growing up.
That's good advice to anyone.
You know, sometimes, sometimes you don't have the parents that give you that confidence.
Right.
And then how do you learn it? I'm learning to come out of my shell. When I started writing, that was me coming out of my shell. But it took me till I was 53 years old.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I think just even the whole, you know, just be you thing, I have issues of constantly doubting myself. You know, where I think, oh, I could do this, but what if, you know, what if somebody laughs? What if somebody doesn't find it funny? What if somebody thinks I'm stupid? You know, all those kinds of things. So, what I've learned as a teacher, and also as a parent is the importance of, if I'm going to stand up here and, you know, tell you to just be you and embrace you and love you, I got to do the same. And if for me, all of that kind of changed when I turned 40, for some reason, that was like just a big milestone to say, you know what, fuck off. Like, if you don't like me, I'm still going to get up in the morning and go on with my day. I'm still going to like hockey. I'm still going to, drink vodka tonics. I'm still going to be okay. And happy with it because the alternative is, you know, in the end, you know, I would rather be remembered as, you know, someone that was, oh, she was funny. You know, she made me feel good about myself, or she was a loyal friend versus, oh, she aged well, you know, like I'd rather have the other half. So yeah, we keep things, you know, and this show also, you know, it took me out of my comfort zone. With Gil, because as he knows, even though we've hit our 100th episode, we've also, at least every episode, I'm like, did that sound okay? I'm sorry if I was this. I'm sorry if I was that. And it's like, okay, you know, one of these days I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, that show was awesome. I was awesome. But, you know, we just, it takes some time. So sometimes you kind of go through that ebb and flow of like, yeah, I'm awesome. And other times, not so much. I could use a hug or something.
Everybody once in their life should step out of their comfort zone.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Oh yeah. No, absolutely. I absolutely. So, Well, that was awesome. I'm so glad you guys were open about that question. I know Gil might have been a little bit like, I'm not quite sure where you're going with this, but I think it's, you know, we are women who support each other. So moving on to a little more fun topic, I'm wondering if Fee, and we'll start with you, if you have any rituals or superstitions that you have before a game, or do you save everything until, say, playoffs?
It's so weird because in no other aspect of my life at all am I remotely superstitious until it comes to hockey.
Awesome.
And it's like, I'll find myself halfway through the first period and realize I'm not wearing any Caps gear. And then I'll freak out and go and grab a jersey. I always have to be wearing something Caps related, whether it's a t-shirt, a jersey, whatever. And I do tend to get a bit more fiddly with it during the playoffs. So if I was wearing a Backstrom jersey and they won that game, I'll definitely wear that jersey in the next game. And, you know, I'll think about, oh, what joggers was I wearing?
It's in
my sofa 3,500 miles away can have any impact whatsoever. But yeah, it's so bizarre because I'm not superstitious at all apart from hockey.
Oh yeah. And now, do you watch it with anybody? Do you have friends that are fans also?
No, it's a bit tricky when games start at midnight. So I'm slowly converting a couple of friends, but they're not at the stage of watching live just yet, unless it's a day game and I make them chili.
I'd come for that. I'd stay up at midnight for chili and drinks and fun Caps watching. All right, Lisa, what about you? You must have something.
Do you really? I mean, are we being quite honest?
I've said it before. Okay. I go commando. So I watch all my games. I don't watch it.
Okay, for our 4 years, this is going on our 5 years of being season ticket holders, I have to make sure at every home game, I'm wearing a red thong.
That's awesome.
And then when we go to our seats, I'm
take it
seat,
off.
Dean seat 3, I'm seat 4. It always has to be the same seat. Now, if my husband can't go and I bring some with me, that person always has to sit in his seat, always. And
go.
We won't even go into what I did before the playoffs because you guys would think that I was nuts.
Oh, no way. All of us have. I mean, like I said before you guys called in, I asked the first two callers, the first two girls that called in, we talked about, you know, what do you do? And I said, listen, I have these blue athletic shorts and I don't care if it is snowing outside. I don't care what it is. Yeah, I wear those. Commando. Have to. I have to have a vodka tonic. That's just a given. And I have to usually watch the game by myself because I'm convinced that whomever watches the game with me, if they lose, that's it. It's like, I love you as a friend, but you can't come over when there's the Caps are playing.
When you then have to kidnap them for every game.
Right. You know, it's like, hey, you know, this is what it is. And you know, everybody has their own little thing. I don't quite have like a bobblehead shrine or anything like that. But I think that I've gotten to the point where when people tell me what they do, I'm just nodding like, yeah, that's awesome. No judgment.
Completely reasonable. Completely
it's reasonable. Totally, well, it is completely reasonable.
During the playoff run, and don't laugh at me, but we went to a friend's, it was a Greek Orthodox church, and the priest would say that you say something 3 times and then it happens. So I literally had my Holtby, my koozie, my Oshi, something else. And I would say, please let them win the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
After every game, I had to do that to like 4 different things 3 times in a row. If we went out of town, I packed those bobbleheads up and they went with me.
And see, and they won. And so I feel like when they're losing and if I'm in this, you know, wearing whatever, it's usually like, oh yeah, I got to take this Caps jersey or I don't have a jersey, but a shirt. This has got to go because it's not working. And towards the beginning of the season, I had koozie socks and I was like, oh, this is great. And then he was injured. And I haven't worn them since because I thought, you know what? Damn it. I had those socks on and he got injured and I'm not going to wear them again because what if it happens? And I will say I have Tom Wilson socks that are still in the original package because I won't put them on because what if he gets injured? And it would be my fault because I wore his face on my socks. So yes, we all have, and that's what makes it so fucking awesome. That's why I love the Capitals fans and I love this team. It's just so much fun. And I have to know opinions on the Jerks versus Jerks game tomorrow with Carolina and Don Cherry's opinions of the team. What an ass.
Well, yeah, I think my views on that are particularly well known at this point. Yeah, why does he hate fun? What happened to him? Does he need help?
Yeah. Right. What, I was like, song? Yeah, my thing is, I'm like, hey, you would think that if you didn't know who he was and he wears these god-awful suits, you'd be like, you know what? I bet you he's a ton of fun. I bet you he's like, you know, super loud, obnoxious guy at the party that wants to get everybody up and dancing. And now that I see him, I'm like, I hate you. I hate your suits more. I hate everything about you. And the guy who sits next to you just kind of just takes it all. Like, he doesn't even know what to say. I'm like, oh, come on now.
So the irony of a man who dresses like that, telling people not to draw attention to themselves.
Right.
Does he even get that? You know.
Right. Yeah, and that was my solution was someone out there has got to make this god-awful suit, like in, I don't know, fluorescent orange or some color that nobody, I don't know, you know, or yellow or something, and just have the word jerk, like, embroidered all over, maybe arrows pointing to his face, I don't know, but I'm like, that's what you should wear to redeem yourself, because right now, pretty much all of hockey hates you, because, at least in the U.S., I know Canada, they put him on a pedestal, and I don't get it.
In fairness, I've seen a lot of Canadians tweeting about him recently, not impressed. So,
oh, well, that's good.
It's a start.
It totally is. I was like, you know, and the fact that for as much as I can't stand Mike Milbury, the fact that I had to put Don Cherry in the number one commentator in sports that I hate and it put Milbury number two, that says a lot. Because I really hate Mike Milbury. I just think that guy's an ass. But okay, so one final question, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But the group before was having a little bit of hard time with this question. So I hope I didn't make it. I'm not going to stump anybody. But as we know, last year, We Are the Champions was the cap song. And, you know, every time you hear it, I think we all have a little like, I got something in my eye moment because it's very overwhelming. But what do you guys think should be their song going into the playoffs?
Now going into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Because I heard that. My song I absolutely love, if you ever heard it, is Meant to Be by Florida Georgia Line and Bebe Rexha.
Nice.
And it just says, you know, baby, lay on back and relax, kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go fast. Let's just enjoy the ride here where we're at. So it's just like ride with me.
Right.
It's meant to be.
I like that.
And
I like that a lot.
I love that song because to me, it's like, you know, the Michael Kempneys and the Willie and all your threes are kind of talking to you until you just sit back, relax, and go along for the ride.
I
don't know if the men would like that, right. But I certainly would.
I think that's great. And what about you, Fee? What would be your kind of, if they said, you know what, we're going to invite you into the locker room, because that would be heavenly. and you get to play the song to, you know, to get everybody in the right mental state or to get everybody pumped up, what would be your song?
So I'm going to stick with Queen because I love Queen, mm-hmm. being a Brit and all that. They've got maybe not one of their biggest songs, but they've got a song called I Want It All. And I think that says it all.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Because I respect, like, you know, Rochelle and Jenny from the call before were like, hey, we want to stick with We Are the Champions. I was like, man, you know, new season. I wanted to hear like a new song. And so I'm a you know, I've always got some like something, music is always playing in my house. And so the first song that came to mind was Highway to Hell by AC/DC, just because I think that's just got such, it's like, just, you know, not even obviously so much the words as much as it is just that the beat to it. And I think it's, it's such a great song, and you can only play it loud. And then the other one was, I don't know, almost anything, Fire Woman or something by The Cult. Because I think that, you know, they sometimes have these songs that, yeah, they can only be played loud. They're going to get you pumped up, or anything by the Beastie Boys. So I'm kind of on like, hey, if I could be in the locker room, dream come true. And I'll pick, you know, three or four songs just to extend my visit in the locker room. I would play those very loudly. And yeah, I think it would be a blast. So that's, but that's great. I'm so excited that you all were able to come onto this call and be part of the 100th episode tonight. It's fantastic.
Thank you for having me. And hopefully when she's here before, you'll get to meet her, Anna, because she's a hoot and a half.
I would love that. Next, and you have time, to know, yeah. I have, like, my husband's family is, both sides of his family are Scottish. And I was like, oh, you know, I want to go. I've never been. He has no desire to travel. So you may just, I may just show up at your doorstep and be like, hey, remember me from this little podcast in the States?
You'd be more than welcome.
I would just love that. It's on, you know, it's on my bucket list.
That would be your tour guide.
I would love, that would be, And then, yeah, I just can't say enough about that. Just makes me excited. Now, Fee, are you coming to the States anytime soon?
I'm hoping to come back in October, November time. So at the start of next season.
Sweet. Well, hopefully Kempney will be better by then.
Yeah.
God, I was so excited today because I saw a picture of him in Vrana and I thought, oh, look, he doesn't have a cast on or crutches. And then I understood that the pictures beforehand, he has crutches. So that's not good. That's not good.
Next man up.
I think he's done.
Next man up.
Yeah, Siegenthaler. He's, they just brought him up from the Bears. That's okay. I like him. Yeah. He's quiet. He's
Jensen
young.
Jensen can be this year's Kempney. Siegenthaler will be this year's Juice, and everything will be fine.
I couldn't agree more. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week, and let's hope we take the Jerks down tomorrow with a good, I think it'll be a fun game against Carolina.
I think so too. Anything that makes Don Cherry's head explode is fine.
Right. Oh my God. I was like, and also I've put him kind of above Pierre, which that speaks volumes too, where I'm like, yeah, that, you know, everyone hates, you know, shut up Pierre and we're all over him. But I don't know, Don Cherry, I think you've taken that first place spot, and I don't see you coming out of it anytime soon. So I'm okay with it, but that's awesome. Well, have a great rest of your Monday evenings. And thank you, ladies, again. And as soon as this episode's available, I will, I'll contact you to let you know.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
All right. I'll talk to you guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Hey.
Hey.
That was awesome.
That was a wonderful, wonderful job. Thank you so much for stepping up to the plate and doing that. I wanted to jump in the last minute there and ask something of Fiona, but I kind of backed out. I didn't know. No. It's fine. I was gonna ask her to say something, but I'm gonna keep things clean for now.
She probably would have done it in a heartbeat.
I think she would have. But and it would be something we play forever and ever and ever. But I promise you this. She, along with all six of them, were a delight. But she was awesome, and I will find to make her something of a regular down the road. At least something of a frequent guest. We'll figure something out where we can do that, because she was just awesome just now. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of the Power Play Point podcast, there you have it. So, lessons in life and in how to watch hockey and how to stay loyal to your team and what to look for in a winning hockey team right then and there. This is why we cherish our female fan base, because so many diverse points of view, and yet they all converge into very, very useful information. Their different takes on life, how to get through life, and how to get through the ups and downs. And wow, I was blown away listening to it all just now.
That's so great. It was a little, you know, in the beginning, which is why I wanted Nikki and Laura on first, because I know them both, you know, like personally from the Big Stick events, and just that energy and their love for the team. And so I'm so glad that we kicked it off that way. Rochelle and Jenny were fantastic. And then to close out the show with Fee and Lisa was just a very memorable episode, let alone our 100th, which is awesome. So thank you, Gil.
And thank you, Anna. And so I just want to close with a few quick remarks, a few quick references to history. As we come to the end of Women's History Month, I was going to do, we didn't have a whole lot of time to work with, unfortunately, but I was going to do with each segment a quick bit of trivia as far as caps and women's hockey and that kind of thing. But one thing I really wanted to throw out there, did you know, as far as the Stanley Cup, that there are 15 names on the Stanley Cup that belong to women. 15 women's names are on the Stanley Cup.
I did not know that.
As Benny Hill did in his Michael Caine routine, not a lot of people know that.
No.
I hope Fee doesn't hear that and start cringing, but
I'll cringe for her.
Yeah. But yeah, 15 names belonging to women are on the Stanley Cup, and that is something to behold. So that's one final factoid I will put out there in this Women's History Month, and I think that's something to celebrate, and there will be more and more in the coming years, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Anna, did you have anything you wanted to end the show with? And you want the last word here?
Word. No. I'm. What a fantastic way to close out March and this episode. And thank you again for this opportunity, Gil. And a thank you to all the callers and listeners. I think it's just women kick ass, and we just get to keep moving forward and doing our thing. That's for sure.
Yes, most definitely. And so a hearty thank you once again to all our listeners and all six of our callers tonight, Nicole Giordano, Laura from the Big Stick, Rochelle Wilcox, Lisa Desabray, Fiona McKinnon, and of course, my wife, Jenny, whom everybody had the pleasure of hearing just now. Thank you, ladies, all so much. And thank you, especially, of course, Anna, for doing a wonderful kick-ass job running the show. And we'll recap everything as normal next week. A lot of crap went down, and but we'll be there to cover it all, trust me. And it'll be the next to last week, so there'll be a playoff push. Probably in a week or two, not next week, but the week after, we will have something of a playoff preview show with callers. Robbie Gross and Chris Levesque have all expressed interest in that. So we will be hearing from them for sure. And of course, next week, Sports on the Hill will be back with Caps Talk featuring Anna, of course. And if you didn't get enough of her here, you can get more of her there.
Sorry, I was drinking my vodka tonic, but yes.
As usual. If that's what gets you through, I have no complaints.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was all good. So go ahead, close this out.
Absolutely. So for Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off. No joke this week. Women's involvement is no joke. Thank you all. And don't forget to donate, please, because we need to keep the show going. It's not in danger of closing, but we do need your help to make things a lot bigger and better. So with that, hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.